We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I don't know what's going to happen 5-10 years down the line, but my goal when I left is I want to win a Stanley Cup. I want to run a good organization. Ultimately, I want to win a Stanley Cup. I was fortunate enough to do that, be a part of teams that did it as a player. This role is it's a difficult job, and to be able to manage a team to win a Stanley Cup, that was my ultimate goal.
Steve Yzerman, that was on Friday, as he was introduced as the new general manager of the Detroit Red Wings, in a story that broke here on this show at around 6:20 in the morning on Friday, and then ended up consuming the rest of our show. I know you were down there, Stoney, for the press conference on Friday afternoon,
and it was a joyful occasion.
I mean,
you see a lot of, you know, obviously Chris Draper works for the Red Wings, but Darren McCarty there, Dino Cicerelli, and Henrik Zetterberg was there.
Yeah.
It was cool because it's something that everybody wanted. It was time. It was perfect.
I think the thing that surprised me the most is, from talking and reading about it afterwards, how much it was facilitated by Ken Holland.
I know.
And, you know, the perception that I had for most of the season was that, well, I mean, Holland wants to keep this job. It's his baby. I don't think he's going to let go of it very easily, when it sounds like the entire time, even, you know, when we talked to him last week and when you talked to the media following the end of the regular season, he was the guy who said this needs to happen and we have to make it happen. I would love to know, and I don't know that we ever will. I'm sure someday we might find out just how the process went, because I'm not buying this. In the last couple of weeks, he and Chris Ilitch started talking.
No,
I believe his resignation from the Tampa Bay Lightning was related to his eventual return to the Detroit Red Wings.
I think a little bit. I do think that he got sick of commuting and that type of thing. I think what we learned, besides the Holland stuff that kind of surprised me, was that they asked for permission in March and it was granted by Tampa. I figured all that stuff would happen when the season ended.
Right.
So, you know, so that's when the negotiations really started, when they got permission to actually talk to him.
I understand that, but I do believe that there were, I mean, look.
Yes, back channels and all that stuff.
I think conversations were taking place
for
who knows how long, legal or not. I mean, if Chris Ilitch is at the closing of Joe Louis Arena and Steve Yzerman is there, they can talk.
Yes.
Now, you can't say, I'm going to offer you a new contract, but they can certainly talk.
Correct.
So I don't know.
I believe even a conversation might have happened before he left the organization.
It may have.
Saying, hey, you know, go out and prove yourself.
Right.
Learn the job a little bit. You're not going to get it right now here. It wouldn't have worked then.
Although he did
kick our ass.
He did say that he thought that, you know, that Holland would be the GM, and then he'd hand it off to Jim Nill, and, you know, he joked that he probably wouldn't get the job until he was 100. But Wojo asked him a question during the press conference, which was it hard for you to leave a situation where you are a Stanley Cup contender right now? I mean, you're where you want your organization to be to go into a rebuild. And Yzerman's like, well, that was never a consideration because I retired. I stepped down a year ago. It's like, yeah, you did, but come on.
I believe that Ilitch has believed he would one day be in this role.
No doubt.
From the day he retired.
Or they
hoped, but he obviously had to, A, want to do it, and B, be good at it.
Yeah, and go do it somewhere else. I mean, a lot of times that's true of a lot of jobs, too. It's not just this job. A lot of jobs, it's like, go somewhere else, do it, prove you can do it, and then come back, which is, you know, it's a shame that it works that way. I mean, in some ways, Michigan would have been better off identifying Harbaugh as a head coaching candidate, you know, 10 years ago.
One cycle earlier.
Yeah, or two cycles earlier, as opposed to letting him go out and create this aura with both Stanford and with the 49ers, which made it, in some ways, harder to bring him back. It was easier thanks to the Niners.
I mean, there's no doubt that first of all, it's great that it's happened now because he can put his little imprint on the draft that's coming because – you know, he's the boss now. If Tampa would have had a long run, he was not going to step down or have this happen until they were done.
Correct.
And so the fact that Columbus swept them actually was good for the Red Wings.
Absolutely. So I was thinking about this over the weekend. You know, Harbaugh going back to Michigan was this thing that everybody wanted to happen. For years, it didn't seem like it would ever happen, but ultimately it did happen. Yzerman back with the Red Wings, similar vein. It's like, is this ever going to happen? Okay, now it's finally happened. What are the next, in your mind, and for lack of a better term, I'll call them inevitabilities, that you think need to happen in Detroit sports? Things that are, you know, it's like closing the loop, finishing the book, writing the final chapter. These things need to happen. Yzerman needed to come back to the Red Wings. He's back.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, we hope he wins, just like we hope Harbaugh wins at Michigan, unless you're a Michigan State fan. But what are the other things that you think need to happen in Detroit sports?
I can't think of anything like a prodigal son coming back or anything like this. And unfortunately, and I hope I'm wrong because I hope he has a great season, I think the next thing that has to happen is Matthew Stafford needs to go on. Play somewhere else.
Oh, yours is a bad thing. I'm talking about good things.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It may be a good thing for the organization. And I'm somebody
who it might be. You're
and
right,
and
you're
I'm
right.
somebody who actually likes Matthew Stafford. I think he's a good, not a great quarterback. But you're talking about. What else is there? You have coaching wise. Dwayne Casey's obviously been a pretty good coach.
You don't think John Kuster needs to come back?
No, okay. And you know. There's nobody who I really want to see come back to manage the Tigers. You know, is there somebody out there that you need, sit there and say, oh, my God, he's got to come back? They could bring back Torrey Lovello? I mean, seriously.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Torrey Lovello needs to come back.
I mean, Tom Crean needs to come back to Michigan State? No, is there anything? I can't think if there's anything out there.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I think.
There is one.
I would like to see Justin Verlander finish his career with the Tigers. I would like to see that happen. I think that.
Okay. That's still a few years off, I think.
Oh, I understand that. Okay. But I mean, you know, much like Greg Maddux came back and pitched for the Chicago Cubs at the end of his career, I would like to see that. I think it would be cool if Verlander retired as a Tiger. Now, he's not going to be Justin Verlander anymore, but he could still be, I don't know. I would love it is if much like when Maddux came back to the Cubs, it's like the Tigers rotation is like Mize, Manning, Burrows, and they need a veteran, you know, to kind of balance things out.
Okay, I can see that.
So that would be one. And you're right. That's a couple of years down the road. But I'd like to see Verlander retire as a Tiger.
That would be cool. I'd love that. Yeah. I like JV a lot.
And I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Because I think he really likes it here. And he's all about making the Hall of Fame. And I'm not saying it would help his candidacy for the Hall of Fame. But the way he left here was about as good as it gets. I mean, he knew it was time. He wanted to stay. The storyline of him turning down the trades almost, I think, brandishes his legend here in Detroit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
The fact that he had two contract extensions.
Yeah.
And they ended up being good deals for the Tigers. They really did. Yeah. I mean, I know the one people, when he had the little downfall, had issues with.
But it was a year too early. That was the only play. But
Dombrowski did that the first time, so it would save him money. So he did it again. You didn't have a Miggy situation. I think there's a glaring one, and it really came to fruition Saturday night.
Saturday night was the Pistons-Bucks game. Mm-hmm. So Drummond needs to go.
Or do you want Gores to sell the team?
Chauncey, GM.
Ooh, Chauncey is GM.
Now, he's not proven, and he wants to do this. He's rumored to get other jobs. Yeah. You want to talk about changing everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, Drummond's not a part of the future because of what Chauncey said.
Yeah.
And Gores likes Chauncey. I mean, Chauncey!
Yeah. I just think, I agree, but I think we don't know enough about, you know, Stefanski/Rose right now.
Sorry, guys. Make Pistons fans care again. This is like make America great again.
Right. You know what's funny is that for years, the answer was Isaiah, right? The Isaiah was going to come back as president or GM or head coach. But because of some things that have happened in his career, both on the court and off the court, that seems less likely. Although I think Gores and Isaiah are friendly, very friendly as well.
I mean, I would have supported that one time, but there's just too much baggage now.
That is a good one. I just think the timing. Well, of course, we're looking down.
Coach.
No.
Let's go to Mike in Dearborn, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, I don't know if, you know, this will have anything to do with, you know, Yzerman or not, and I know that it's not necessarily top of his agenda, but Sergei's 91 needs to be hanging in the rafters. And I think, you know, I mean, everyone's talked about it before, but it's a must-do. And beyond that, I actually read an article over the weekend, and if I'm not mistaken, Sergei's done, you know, some front office work and stuff himself, and I would not mind you know, seeing him be brought in as well in some form of, you know, capacity or role.
I saw that as well because he's been the general manager in the KHL and he likes being in the front office, and it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
You know, Mike, it's funny you say that. That's the first thing I thought of as well. I mean, that this needs to happen. The fact that it hasn't, I think, starts to become embarrassing for the Red Wing organization, in my opinion. But I don't know if Yzerman, that just seems like it's not above his pay grade. But at the same time, I just think that's the last thing he's worried about. It's so ceremonial. Like, if you asked him, say, hey, Steve, do you think 91 should be retired? He'd say, yeah. But I don't know that he's going to make that, you know, he's more worried about what happens to the future of the Red Wings.
No, and that could be something from the late, but great Mike Ilitch that he says that'll never happen. And they're going to abide by his wishes.
Right, but they had all those Red Kelly meetings. Remember the daily Red Kelly meetings before they finally decided to put Red Kelly's number up? I want him to have a couple of those.
I agree. It's definitely something that needs to happen.
All right, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. What else needs to happen in Detroit sports? Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.